Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. With abortion on the line in the upcoming Supreme Court term, nationwide protests drew thousands to Washington and other cities Saturday to demand continued access at a time when conservative lawmakers and judges have put it in jeopardy. AP's Julie Walker reports.
In Cleveland, they chanted Save Roe in reference to the landmark Supreme Court case which made abortion legal. In Washington, they cheered for Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill Johnson, who told the crowd this year nearly 600 restrictions have been introduced in 47 states.
No matter where you are, this fight is at your doorstep right now.
At a New York rally, Governor Hochul recounted how her own mother fought for abortion rights, and she's been in the same fight her whole life.
I'm sick and tired of having to fight over abortion rights. It's settled law in the nation.
At an unrelated event in Maine, Republican Senator Susan Collins said she's working with two Democrats and another Republican to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. I'm Julie Walker.
A leading Islamic State media figure was charged in U.S. federal court in Virginia with conspiring to provide material support to a terrorist organization. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Federal officials say Mohammed Khalifa was captured overseas by the Syrian Democratic Forces in January 2019 and recently transferred into FBI custody. A Saudi-born Canadian citizen was a leading figure in the Islamic State of Iraq. He's alleged to have fought for ISIS on the battlefield in Syria and also to have played a leading role in translating, narrating, and advancing the group's online propaganda. If convicted, Khalifa faces a maximum penalty of life in prison. I'm Ben Thomas.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Georgians voted in municipal elections Saturday that could determine the outcome of a political crisis one day after the arrest of a former president who flew in from exile to call for support for the opposition. Official results would not be available until early Sunday, and three exit polls predicted differing results, making it unclear whether the ruling party would emerge with enough support to fend off demands that it dissolve parliament. An exit poll by the pro-government Imedi channel predicted Georgian Dream would win 47.6% of the vote, with the UNM gaining just 27.1%. A separate exit poll by an opposition channel had the ruling party ahead only narrowly. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry said Saturday he thinks enormous progress can be made at the upcoming UN climate talks in Scotland, but more governments must come up with concrete commitments in the next 30 days. Kerry was attending a preparatory meeting in Milan where delegates from around the world sought to identify where progress can be made before the UN Climate Change Conference starts in Glasgow October 31st. The Vice President of the European Commission, Frans Timmermans, said the world needs to change radically and fast.
Any form of government has a prime responsibility to address that threat and cannot afford to create a sense of false security.
The 12-day Glasgow summit aims to secure more ambitious commitments to limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius, with a goal of keeping it to 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels. President Joe Biden is acknowledging frustrations as Democrats strain to rescue a scaled-back version of his $3.5 trillion government overhaul plan and salvage a related public works bill. As he left the White House for a weekend stay in Delaware, Biden said getting Democrats together over his spending plan and getting the infrastructure bill passed is going to take more time.
There is no reason why both these bills couldn't pass independently, except that they're not the votes to do it that way.
Days of frantic negotiations this past week could not advance the bills. The president refrained from laying out a new deadline, but did say he'll soon travel around the country to promote the legislation. Pakistan fans are mourning the death of comedian Umar Sharif, who passed away in Germany Saturday. Sharif was famous for appearing in comic plays and performing in a number of films and television dramas while directing several films as well. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.